the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Gotham.
And so here in the studio here today, again from Perth in Western Australia, Fran Hughes. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Hey, Fran. I love the credibility that you have. Not only have you run a very, very successful financial business, but also you really do want to make a difference in the world and, you know, impact hundreds and thousands of lives. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about your journey up until now.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking, Sam. I'm built my business inside Financial Partners 2002, but my journey to becoming a financial advisor kind of started when I was 14 years old. You see, Sam, I'm proud of my parents. They took that journey to come to Australia. But you know what?
Where are they from?
From Malaysia.
Malaysia.
But within the first 2 years, they lost everything. They lost everything to a business venture gone wrong. Mm. I was only 14. What could I do, right? So I thought I could lean on my skills. And so I thought, well, the first thing I had to do was I had to generate an income. So at 14, you can actually work. So I thought, let me go and work through that. Got a job.
So where did you work? Was it McDonald's?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my friends are going to love this. I worked at Woolworths, yes.
Yeah.
It was fun. Checkout chick. You got to remember that one. And sort of from that point of view, I decided that if I needed to continue schooling, I needed to work out how much I needed to fund my school fees. Mm. And that's what I started off. First thing, got a job. And then the second thing I did was, you know, look, I love numbers, financial advisor.
So, do you really love numbers?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a starting point. I'll tell you the other story a bit later on.
Okay.
So I love numbers. And what I kind of said to mum and dad is, could I take on the project of handling the household budget? Can you imagine that, Sam? At 14 years old, I was going to take over the household budget. But I did it, and it was fun. So we kind of worked in the income, the expenses, and the cash flow.
Yeah.
But the third thing I also wanted was, of course, you know, as years go by, you want nice things. So I wanted a new car. I wanted to be able to go out on the weekends. So I worked a little extra and saved a little bit more. And that was my first taste of the power of money.
Wow.
The power of having financial freedom.
Yeah. And really that was then your love to then want to go out and help other people.
Absolutely.
In what, managing their own budgets and their own finance, etc. as your qualified financial advisor.
Yes, that's right. I'm also a director and co-founder of my business. Here's the thing though, Sam. My sense of obligation and my sense of duty starts with my family. So when I saw my mum and dad could not afford to to send me to school, I thought that was me. I had to be there for them. So it kind of started that. And my journey throughout the last 29 years is to help older Australians do exactly that, to be financially independent.
Wow, mm-hmm. Look, and that's such a passion, inspiration, Fran. Absolutely.
Thanks,
for sure. And so what are you now doing? So I understand that now you're about to finish there as a partner there for your financial. It must be a big transition that you're going through right now. Tell us a little bit more about what's next for you.
What's next for me? You know, I love and I'm passionate about just financial literacy. I'm passionate about giving older Australians the tools to be able to have financial freedom and have a super abundant life.
Mm.
So I made a decision to move out of the business, having sort of started in 2002 and having been in this profession for 29 years, now to take my message on the road.
Mm.
So I'm a professional speaker, Sam.
Okay. And for those people out there that are trying to navigate their own finances and that just can't really get their head above water and, you mm-hmm. know, look, in all reality, it's probably 50% plus people out there, if not more.
Yep.
What would you say to them? Is it more about you just need a budget, or is it like have a reality check, or is it like, you know, get serious? Like what, for someone that's just struggling to mm-hmm. try and make ends meet, let's say they're making the money, but mm-hmm. they just can't, but they still seem like they're struggling. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to them?
For too long now, Sam, people have tried to find happiness in money. And as you know, sometimes when they actually gain the money, they still are trying to search for happiness. I have found that if you start with your why, your sense of purpose, even before you embark on the journey of attaining money, you will find happiness along the way.
So it's about knowing your why. So if you know your why, then what, your finances are going to be great, or?
Oh no, if it was only that easy, Sam. The first step is to acknowledge your why. Have clarity about your sense of purpose.
Yeah.
And also to identify what's important in life to you.
Got it.
I know we talk very much about the...
So what you're going to save up for or something like that, or...
It's more than that, okay. Sam. It's also identifying your six human core needs. Such things as love and connectivity, such things as contribution and growth. You know, more often than not, in particular with retired clients, they attain their financial freedom to retire only to find, well, I'm a little bit lost, because it's that big leap of faith to go from a steady income to retirement. At the point, I also work with them to find their sense of purpose as far as contribution. So they love making time to be able to give back to the community. That's their sense of purpose, and that's their fulfillment.
Yeah. And so what you're saying is, once you know who you are and what you really want to do, and you have a good moment of fulfillment, then your finance is going to be okay. Like if there was a step by step for someone to say, hey, look, I'm struggling in my finances right now, Fran. I think I know what I'm meant to be doing. I've got a good job, got a good career, but it just can't seem to save or buy that house or go on that holiday that I really want to go in. Is it more about the little moments that matter, or?
Well, I've found that if you combine, I've created a four component formula, a four component step that they can follow. The first thing is to find their sense of purpose.
Yeah.
Now, with clients that come to me, we spend a lot of time unpacking that, because that's a starting point.
Now, know your purpose.
Know your purpose, number one. Number two is understand your six core human needs.
Right.
What is it that you want out of life?
Mm.
Number three, that have a healthy relationship with money. More often than
not. Tell me more about that. What's a healthy relationship? I'm pretty healthy. Whenever I see a $100 bill, that makes me healthy.
And the healthy relationship with money, you know, for too long now, I've met clients that, okay, on one hand, they want that $1 million, as you see, Sam. On the other hand, well, I don't want to kind of lose everything for it. So how many times have you heard when someone's worried about whatever happens to the share market, whatever happens to the property market? It's coming back to resilience. So having a healthy relationship with money is having a confidence that your money will continue to serve the purpose that you want.
Yeah, it's great. So make money serve you rather than you serve money.
You know, when I actually created or started up Inside Financial Partners, I created it with the view that money is a platform to live your life's purpose.
And you said four components. Was there a fourth one?
Sorry, I did. And the fourth one is resilience. So when markets are not doing well, and your money's not, and the economy is not doing well, it's having that resilience to go back to your number one component. And that was, what was the purpose that you set this up for?
Yeah, that's great. And Fran, tell us a little bit more about you, your personal life. Are you married, got kids? What do you do in your spare time to recharge yourself?
I did forget to mention that. First and foremost, I am a wife to a loving husband.
Yeah.
And I'm a mother to two beautiful teenage girls. This year, my husband and I are celebrating 30 years together.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. And this year, to celebrate 30 years, we're looking to discover 30 cities and run around the cities. We've found a love for running.
Yeah, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And do you have kids?
Yeah, two teenage daughters.
And hey, look, I'm really curious as well, because you started off with your parents. Are your parents still alive? How are they going?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Here is the end of the story.
Okay.
So along the journey, my parents are now financially supported.
Great.
I bought them a dream home 10 years ago, and they're very comfortable in their retirement.
That's
great. Wow, you're an amazing person.
Thanks,
amazing
Sam.
Person to, that really is making a difference in the world. And
thank you.
Again, thank you so much for coming here in the studio and sharing us more about who you are and really giving us value as well, all the way from Perth in Western Australia here through to Sydney. But look, before you leave the studio, we have this little thing at the end of our interviews, and it's actually called the 10 Questions in 60 Second Challenge.
Oh, dear. All
so, right. Fran Hughes, do you accept the challenge?
I accept the challenge. Yeah! Man. Let's do it.
All right, Fran, your time starts now. Favourite colour?
Yellow.
Favourite food?
Thai.
Thai. I love Thai. Favourite celebrity?
Ellen.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, that's great.
She's awesome.
She's
favorite actor?
I've got a crush on Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
She's just awesome.
She's the Australian girl, yeah?
No, Kate Winslet. Come on, Titanic. Come on.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Favorite professional speaker?
Sam Cawthorn.
Thank you. Favorite book?
The Charge.
The Charge by Brendan Burchard. Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Great book. Favorite movie?
I love The Notebook.
The Notebook.
I know.
It's an all-time girly classic.
It's a girly classic.
Yes. Favourite city?
Favourite city? Where my family is. Wherever it is. We've travelled all around the world. Wherever they are, it's my favourite city.
Yeah, I love that. Totally agree with you. Favourite drink?
Favourite drink? Love tea. I love discovering the different types of tea.
Yeah.
I usually have a tea for one, normally, and I just love tea.
Awesome. Favourite pizza topping?
Oh, goodness. I just had one last night, actually, Sam. Prawn and rocket. And it's and a
on
little
pizza?
Bit, yeah, and a little bit sprinkle of chilli as well.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay, and Fran Hughes, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
Okay, I'm not sure if this is classified as an animal, but I would love to be a dolphin.
A dolphin? Why is that?
A dolphin, they travel with packs. They're free, they're gentle, they're smooth, and you know, I just, whenever I'm actually going for a walk in the morning along the beach, I'm so lucky. Sometimes I do see dolphins swimming and they just take me with them.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful description. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Fran Hughes. Fran, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.